Good morning. Nice to see everyone. When we first started and being on the front row, you don't always do that. We have a good group. Yeah. So thank you for coming this morning. Okay, I have to apologize for this first slide. From my computer at home, I have more technical skills that I could like have this more diminished. So, but that's the title, How Health, School Health Services Link to Academic Goals. And these are views from educators and parents. The past two presentations we had have been with quantitative data. This was a qualitative study that we did. So, again, I have no relationships to disclose either. So the objectives of this presentation are to describe the outcomes of the study, which was describing what educators and parents, how they viewed school health services, which particularly came out to be the school nurses is what they talked about, in various regions of the United States. And then we won't have a lot of discussion time, but hopefully a little discussion will get you thinking in your brains there. I know at this early morning, no, just kidding. That's why we need the jumping, get those going. At various levels, how we can impact and educate educators and parents regarding school health services, which I'll explain more as we get going. So the background on this is two things. First, the 2006, the SHIPS data, the School Health Policies and Programs Study, it showed that most schools offer some basic school health services. And what they usually list is the school nurse, if there's a full FTE or part-time, less than 50% had a full-time school nurse. They also look at school-based clinics. That's usually what their emphasis of school health services are. In addition to this, I had done recently, well, it was for my dissertation, had looked at school nurse staffing ratios across the nation. Again, it was a qualitative study. And much of the reports came out, it was the parents that were key in if there was good support for school nursing services, as well as, for example, the principals or lead teachers, which just makes sense. So the purpose of this study was to bring it to the next level. And I'm not sharing it in this, but we talked to school nurses to get their view. But this was the emphasis on principals or educators. It wasn't all principals. There were teachers, superintendents, all different levels in the educational system, and then parents. And we made it we tried really hard, and it worked out well that we had parents. Some of them did have children that maybe had a chronic condition, such as asthma or diabetes. Many of them did not. We wanted to see if that made any difference as well. And then to see where their support level was, because that was so key in what was found before. And then also, in school nursing, we've oftentimes had a difficult time linking it back to academic outcomes, which we know is critical. When I first started, my background is as a school nurse, and when I first started working as a school nurse, I remember I was on a site visit, and the educator turned to me, and I hadn't even said anything, but he says, "Now I just want to make this clear. You're in the education world. In the hospital, you might run things, but here you take second seat." I was like, "Wow, welcome. I feel great being here too." But at the same time, it was very nice, actually. He wasn't saying it in a derogatory way, but it was the idea of making sure that even though we were doing this site visit, health was not a highest priority on their list. And basically, because we are in a different world, we're working in the world of education, crossing over, as other presenters have said before, and making sure we use the same language and understand it from their perspective. So here were the research questions. What do educators and parents believe is the role as well as the value, two different things, of school health services and school nursing? How do they link these services back to academic outcomes? And then does the understanding of the role of the school health service, does it vary depending if there's more school nursing or school health services in the school or not? And I say this again because it's kind of a background from my other work where it showed that school nursing is done so differently throughout the country, depending on, for example, in Utah, when I was a school nurse, I started with 25 schools, and I would rotate. But they hired two more by the time I had finished, and I had 14 schools, versus I actually grew up on the East Coast, where there was a nurse in every school, and we never thought twice about that. And so, of course, our roles are going to be different. So I was curious to see if educators and parents saw the difference or not. So as I've kind of alluded to, it was a descriptive qualitative study. We used a snowball sampling. Basically, we started with people that we had connections with and then asked them for other possible participants. They were telephone interviews. They were from four different states, Vermont, New Hampshire, Michigan, and Utah. The reason being is we used, because of the school nurse part of it, when we talked to the school nurses, we wanted to make sure we had different ratios. So Vermont and New Hampshire have the best ratios in the nation, meaning that they have one school nurse for the fewest number of children, where Michigan and Utah, again, where my interest comes, coming from Utah, have the highest by far. Vermont and New Hampshire's ratio is one school nurse for around 500 children, or I mean, that's the average. Utah, where I come from, has one school nurse for 6,210 students. We know our ratio very well. So again, I mean, we were going to see how that factored in. There ended up being 23 interviews. We're still actually trying to get that last parent. We just haven't been able to connect with them. They've agreed to do it, but awesome. So the findings, just starting off with school health services, well, I asked them what were the school health services used. Of course, the major one they mentioned, the school nurse, we have a school nurse. Many, that was their only understanding of school health services, which is a large component. I wasn't trying to trick them. I was just kind of curious to see what they viewed school health services, what it meant. Many of them mentioned some health education that was being done. A few mentioned mental health. And then the follow-up question asked them for services, if they didn't have it, what service they would like. And by far, the majority of them mentioned the mental health services. That's becoming more and more an increased concern. I found it interesting that none of them mentioned school health clinics. But I went back to the states and the areas that I interviewed, and I think it's because, and it wasn't done on purpose. I mean, going back, I'd like to interview some of the people from our schools that had the school-based clinics, because I think New Hampshire and Vermont, according to the national data, New Hampshire had one school-based clinic, Vermont has five. Utah, it says, has one, but I know they have two. Not that that helps a lot. Michigan had more at 69, but I think that definitely, so maybe they just weren't familiar with the clinics. So keeping that in mind. The other question I asked is, especially knowing that I'd hopefully be presenting this information here at APHA, is what was the interaction with public health services? And it varied tremendously. In the West, oftentimes, the school districts are so small in and of themselves. For example, in Utah, I can give you an example. We have a district that only has about 750 kids in the entire district. But they're separated by a huge gorge. So you either fly over to get to the other part of the district, or you actually come up through Wyoming and come back around, and it's several hours. So it's hard to justify having one school nurse, in their eyes, for that group when there's so much traveling involved. So oftentimes they link with the local health departments, and they'll contract for specific services. It's a model used tremendously. It's used in other parts of the country, but tremendously in the western states. And they, of course, then use a lot of public health services because they come out of the health department. That wasn't the case at all, and I was kind of interested in this when I talked especially to the ones from the East Coast, where there was a school nurse in every school. Many of them mentioned they had no interaction at all with the public health department, which was shocking to me. When I asked why, they said, well, it's just our organization. It's set up differently. It's something I really want to look into more because I didn't really, and it was from an educator, and was kind of like, well, I don't know, it's just different, we don't do that kind of thing. So I really want to look into that more, because I found that interesting. With all the programs I'm aware of that are offered by the health department, it was kind of interesting to me that there wasn't more partnerships there. And I'd be interested if any of you have comments on that, if we have time at the end. Other areas in the East Coast, though, did work quite closely with their public health departments, oftentimes in regard, of course, communicable diseases. And these were answers, like I said, these are parents and educators giving these answers. So I thought this was interesting that she could list communicable diseases. Happened to know that in the school, the nurse does time studies so they could get reimbursed for Medicaid, which I thought was pretty impressive if a parent knew that. So anyway, it just varied tremendously. Other than that, though, I was actually quite shocked that there wasn't a whole lot of difference between what parents and educators understood regarding the role, depending on where they were in the nation, meaning how much interaction they had. It all had to do with interaction, so it didn't, personal interaction. It didn't matter if the school nurse was in the school a lot, like every day, a full-time nurse, or if they just happened to see him on Mondays or something. It was just basically the outreach that nurse did and the competency that the educator and the parents saw in that nurse. Was many educators had worked with several school nurses, and they could pinpoint definite things that they thought were helpful versus those that, well, they were kind of a bump in the log in their school kind of thing. So, and they must have thought that they had sufficient number of school nurses if there was one per school. Many of the schools didn't have that, so that's what they thought was good. Just a quote, unless you've got a large enough district where you have enough issues, whether it be an emergency or, some type of preventative thing, they would do other than participate in some other health classes. They weren't really sure what a school nurse was doing. So in looking at this in regards to school health services, it goes back to, again, maybe not understanding where the role can really fit. So the educators, the big difference in their understanding was that it was a personal preference, that it didn't matter on the region, it didn't matter, it was all about their interactions. Numerous times they'd be, oh, the nurse I have is great, I asked why. She goes and talks to everyone. She has a calming effect. One was thrilled because the nurse happened to have some mental health background, which again keeps coming up as a theme, and how faculty and teachers would go to the nurse for all kinds of things and how valuable that was versus a nurse they'd had in the past that basically, I guess, kind of kept to themselves, and that just wasn't seen as valuable. So they saw the role of school health services and school nurses mainly, though, as just medication, injury, kind of the first aid clinic, which is, you know, I think is a very traditional view of school nursing and school health services that I think many of us are probably, I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, are trying to go beyond that because there's so much more to health than the basic first aid. But again, that's still what educators saw. So the education. This, I have to show you, that is actually me. There's probably another pointer. We dressed up for Halloween. With Halloween in just a few days, I thought this was funny. This is when I was a school nurse. We, the one woman in the front here, she's actually wearing her nursing cap from when she was in nursing school. The rest of us graduated after the fact, as well as her paper. It was the only day I was recognized when I walked in the high schools. Usually they wanted to know if I was a student or what I was doing there. I dressed up in this kind of an outfit, and they knew, oh, the school nurse is here. Ah! So anyway, again, just the understanding. So much to do with education. Educational outcomes, which is a huge part of this, thank you, is... we've had a hard time, like I say, articulating it. So when I asked educators and parents how they saw that school nurses particularly impacted educational or academic outcomes, they all majority said healthy children learn better. There's a decrease in the days absent or a decreased time out of classroom. And there's been some studies that have approved that. I have to admit, I was hoping so I'd get some new grandiose answer that would really help us in the school nursing realm, that would be more pinpointing. I didn't. When I tried to... get more answers, it always just came down to this, which are important and I think goes along with it, but I have to admit, I was hoping for more. But still good information. But then they always couched it with, but if it comes down to a nurse and a teacher, we know who's getting the money. So they're valued, as you'll see. But so parents' perception is kind of similar. It had to do with how much interaction they had. And it didn't necessarily mean with their own personal child. In fact, few of the ones that knew what a school nurse did was because of their own personal child. It usually had to do because they were a volunteer in the PTA or they helped with some other organization, which I thought was kind of interesting. Although they, again, saw school nursing as more of the Band-Aid medication, that's how they saw health services. No one ever mentioned policy development, not that I expected parents to, but educators, that never came out, some of the other roles. And they were supportive of the idea of school nursing, but they really weren't sure about school health services or what could really be done there as additional, when I asked if there was additional things in an ideal world that they would like. Here's some quotes for time. I'm just going to go by there. When they did saw the value of school health services, it was linked back to what the school nurse did. It was always the school nurse, and maybe giving flu clinics or education along that lines. When they saw value of school nursing, the educator, it varied based on the quality of the professional that the educator has encountered. That was huge. Parents, there's a quote, most parents don't interact with the school nurse, but I am sure for the most part that parents like them. They're more vague. So what can be done? And this is where hopefully we'll get you thinking, and if there's time at the end, or just coming up to me, I'd love to know. Communication was so huge. One, this is a superintendent quote. School nursing has never once come up, and I've been in education 30 years, and they don't have a school nurse in the district. How that ever happened was shocking to me. So when you go, if they'd never heard of school nursing, school health services, again, they're like, oh, well, that's school nursing. Anyway, we've got to see it from their perspective. Again, we are health in the world of education, and helping them use the terminology they use. I've always, being an educator, thought of maybe going in and when teachers are being trained or master's program for principals, doing more, maybe seeing if we could do some guest lecturing on helping them see what some of these support services are, because many of it comes down to when they're in the school and what they've known by. So, and then interpersonal skills. I think that's always key no matter what job you had, but it came out as a very, very clear thing. Being careful how you say no. It's not that we can't say no to things, but they said, I can't, it wasn't lice, which is usually the story I got, but the educator had asked the school nurse to help him with something, and basically, in their eyes, the educator said, the school nurse just said, no, that's not my job, and walked away. And the educator's like, well, then fine, go sit back in your office. Instead of maybe, now I don't know the circumstances, but maybe the school nurse had could have said it in a different manner that would have been more educational and helpful for the principal to understand why that wasn't her role, or why she couldn't do it at that time. It might have been a time thing. So again, working in school faculty meetings, working in newsletters, being the voice of school health, you know, maybe if they're not going to ask us about policies, seeing when we know when policies are going to be coming up, could we maybe be a little more proactive in getting some of those things into the school? And then those are just a few ideas. Again, I would love to hear more ideas, and maybe if we have time at the end. So again, it really comes down to perspective. I always love this picture of, you know, what you had in mind, what they described it as. I know the captions are really small, and they were blurry even when I blew it up. But anyway, the idea being that, you know, you have something in your mind, and maybe we just don't always articulate it well. And with educators coming from a different view, we're describing one type of maybe a regular like a tire swing, and they're thinking we're asking for like the roller coaster, or in reality what we're describing doesn't sound like any of these. And that whole idea of perspective in education and coming together is something that this just confirmed, again, just working more and more for it. So, and this is just thank you to everyone that participated, and we'll do questions at the end. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, next we're going to hear from Susan Brucci.